We'll have this little baby squealing Mayday by midnight.
All right, let's split up.
There's a famous scene in the 1988 summer sleeper, The Great Outdoors, when John Candy and Dan Aykroyd, armed with tennis rackets and fishing nets, try to catch a bat that's loose in their rustic lakeside cabin. It's complete chaos until the bat finds a spot to land.
He's on my bag! He's on my bag!
It's all fun and games on the silver screen, but for Carrie Fenton, the experience is more than familiar.
I woke up one morning in September 2020 with a bat on my face.
Fenton is a former Jesuit volunteer from Long Island, New York, and that's where she first learned about bats, through local bat revitalization programs. She went to college in New Orleans, the definitive vampire capital of the U.S., and then she lived in Montana for a year, where she became accustomed to all kinds of wildlife. Rattlesnakes, mountain lions, bears. She even found a colony of bats in her Big Sky Country home.
Yeah, I had a very relaxed attitude about them coming to Sitka because I had lived for a year with bats, and we could hear them kind of crawling around in the ceiling and crawling around in the walls, and we would see them all the time outside at night, you know, swooping around.
It was about 5 a.m. on the morning when Fenton discovered the first bat in her house in Sitka.
My first thought was I had like brushed this like furry thing off of my face, and I was like, oh, there's a mouse in the house. And I rolled over and it was flying. I was like, oh my gosh, no, it's a bat.
She called the nurse helpline at Search, and they told her that she needed to come to the hospital right away.
And I got to the hospital and the nurses there were like, are you sure it was a bat? I don't think we have bats in Sitka. And we spent like 15 minutes kind of going back and forth. And they were like, oh, yes, we do actually have bats. We need to have you come in. So I had to go through the rabies shots, which was not fun.
I should disclose here that I, too, have lived among the bats. A colony inhabited my home in Alabama a decade ago, and I remember them swooping at me in the kitchen as I cooked spaghetti and lurking in the folds of my bath towels. I once picked one up, thinking it was a magnolia leaf I'd tracked indoors, and it screamed at me. I've dined out on that story for a long time, thinking it was unusual to discover a bat colony in your chimney. But it turns out it's pretty common. And yes, there are bats in Southeast Alaska.
We have six resident species, and then we have a seventh that we've recorded acoustically, but we've never captured or had any further documentation of. So yeah, quite a few.
Karen Blavis is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, working in their Threatened, Endangered, and Diversity program. For the last 10 years, her work has focused primarily on the bat populations in Southeast Alaska.
I loved studying bats because their behavior in Southeast Alaska is so different.
Each fall, bats swarm, mate, and then go into hibernation. They emerge in the spring from their hibernation sites and move to form maternity colonies, settling in warm environments where their pups will have the greatest chance to thrive. That's what Fenton was most likely experiencing in the spring of 2021, around half a year after she spotted the first bat.
And we started seeing them more on the porch, flying around at night. We started finding like poop in the house, on the porch all the time. And we realized like, oh, actually there's a lot of bats living here.
But once there's a maternity colony nesting in your house, the real journey begins. It's illegal to kill bats, and Blavis says extermination is not an effective way to deal with them anyway. The bats present in a home on any given night are just a fraction of the total number of bats using the space. The females even switch roosts periodically during the summer, so there's constant turnover.
Really, the only way, if you don't want them in your house, is to physically exclude them. And that can be challenging depending on how the house was constructed because bats need only 3/8 of an inch of a gap to crawl in.
Last summer, Fenton tried to start that exclusion process with a pest removal company in Ketchikan, but at the time they weren't traveling due to the pandemic. That left Fenton with one option. Seal up the house herself once the bats left to hibernate and hope they didn't come back the following spring. But as the summer's warmth returned, the bats moved back in. And now she's couch surfing.
is definitely frustrating. my landlord's been pretty supportive, though, and she's waived my rent, which has been really helpful.
In June, the pest removers came to Sitka and surveyed her house with plans to seal up more potential entry points. She says she's glad that protections exist to keep bats safe, but she wishes there were more resources to support renters and homeowners in her situation.
Yeah, bats are really incredible creatures, but I'm looking forward to the day when I don't live with them and they're not my roommates.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.